This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. Join us as we hear from students across the Portland area and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. For over 100 years, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. The Student Hour is brought to you by Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and KBPS. This is the Student Hour.
What's up? I am Kimora Goldsby from KBPS. I am a junior currently at Benson Polytechnic High School, and I major in radio broadcasting. Oh, I love this class so much. This helps me a lot with communicating and just really perfecting my craft when it comes to recording. Sometimes I could be a perfectionist, and I feel like this is really good for me because I like to make sure everything is good, everything I'm saying is immaculate, and just up to my priorities when it comes to me and how I want to express myself. This class also helps me how to express myself and, like I said, communicate, learn how to do a lot of computer stuff when it comes to recording. So there's a little pros about this class just before I start getting into my main topic. But like I said, I am Kimora Goldsby from KBPS, and I am a current junior here at Benson Polytechnic. I'm excited to see how things will go next year, just in life, really. I also just want to say what I'm going to be talking about just to see if it's your interest. I am a dancer, and I've been dancing for a very, very long time. I am currently 17 years old, will be 18 very soon. And also just really talking about life and just life goals and all of that kind of stuff. I would like to start off with that instead of doing my main topic. We're just trying to save the last and the best for the last. Excuse me. We're going to try to save the best for the last. And then please excuse me if I say anything triggering, which I don't think I am. I'm not the type of person to say anything that's triggered. That'll trigger anyone. And not only that, just please forgive me if I stutter, because really I'm just going off the dome. And that's another thing I don't like about this. I'm going off the dome just to give me some, basically just to show that I can do this off the dome and that I can talk and know how to talk. And like I said, it also helps me. So just please bear with me if I'm just going around and around. But it shouldn't be like that. But thank you. So be prepared. Get your popcorn ready. Find something that you can just chill out for and eat snacks or whatever. Have a mukbang to this video if you know what a mukbang is. Actually, let me describe. Is when you get food, even if it's a lot or if it's just your plate of food. You eat while you're listening to something or talking. It's kind of like a YouTube video in a way. So get your mukbang ready. Get your popcorn, get your snacks and stuff, because this video is going to, recording is going to be about 15 minutes long. With that being said, let's get started. I would like this recording to go in a way like not just talking about one thing, but like a couple of things, and just really just talking. And honestly, I don't really get this side of me like that anymore. So it feels really good to be back. I used to do like YouTube kind of, but just on Snapchat. I would just do a story talking about like female things. And just talking to females just to make sure that they're, they're always okay and feeling welcomed, and doing tutorials. That was like my favorite thing to do. So this gives me flashbacks and and throwbacks to when I used to do that. And honestly, I've been thinking about just bringing them back up now that I am in a radio broadcasting class. It's like, and that's my major on top of that. It's like I can take very much good, some good notes from it, from being in this class, and wanting to restart over my tutorials and my stories that I used to do on my phone. And not only that, everybody would encourage me to like start my own YouTube and stuff like that. So I think that may come around. Most definitely being in radio just gives me that inspiration to do that and encouragement to do that. But one of the topics I did want to talk about is kind of something what I want to do when I get older, or like kind of like a plan. And as you guys know, I am a junior, so you guys can get a little insight in of it, of what my thinking is. but I've always said, we're going to jump into it right now. I've always said that I wanted to be a midwife, or like just something with babies. It was just something about that, like my family or just friends. I would always have this baby touch or this baby whisper, and they will always fall asleep. I'm just like a baby whisper. They will always fall asleep with me, and they would just always love me. So that just made me really think like, oh, delivering babies or just being that midwife, being there to comfort someone. It's just, I love helping people. It just always satisfied me because it's something that I like doing. I've always loved helping when I was younger, and I still do to this day. excuse me. I have like a bit of a cough. I don't know what's going on, but excuse me if I do cough and you can't hear. I'm sorry about that. But back to what I was saying about midwife and pediatrician, those are like always something I always said. But once I took on that major for healthcare, I got very overwhelmed. And it's especially the time being, it was not the great time. And I know I can always revisit anything hospitality or healthcare, medical, anything. I can always revisit that. And it's not something that has completely left my plan or my mind. So being in healthcare was always something I've always said. And it's never too late. It's never too late. And that's what I always have to keep telling myself, is it's never too late. I hope by the end of this video, we all get some encouragement and etc. But back to what I was saying, excuse me. I always swap and stuff from different subjects. But midwife and pediatrician, I want to be a midwife because, like I said, I love helping people, and I love, 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 love babies. And it's not necessarily I don't want to say a lot of work, but anything, any job is going to be a lot of work. But it's more just really comforting and helping the mother, becoming mother or already a current mother or whatever the case may be. It could be a surrogate or anything. And that's another thing. A surrogate goes through having babies, but it's, you know, it's not their baby. So mentally, it's like, that's another a midwife's job. And I love, love, love helping people. And it could be from kids to an adult, or my age. That's one. Pediatrician, I loved going to the doctors when I was younger. So just seeing my doctor, my pediatrician when I was younger, just also gave me inspiration. And that's about the midwife and pediatrician. That's just healthcare and hospitality anyways. My next plan, or my backup, not really my backup. I really want this to be my main plan. And it's my younger listeners, even if you're older listening to me, just know you can always do whatever you want to succeed in life. If you put your mind to it and care so much about it, you can do it, period. And it's always really good to tell yourself that regardless. But like I was saying, I have about three plans, or maybe four plans when I go to college. My next plan, we got midwife and pediatrician down. And my next plan is cosmetology. I've been doing hair since I was younger. I've done people's hair on other people starting, I believe, 2020. I believe it was during the pandemic. Around 2020, I started summer of 2020. And I just loved it. And I would always do my auntie's hair. And I started to do my friend's hair. I started to get very high clientele. That was just a blessing to me. I loved that everyone wanted to come to me to do their hair. And what also makes me very, very happy is when I have to do their hair for an occasion or a special event and they love it. It's just the feeling when people love their hair. Oh, that feeling makes me just so joyful. And I just love, 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 love seeing their face expressions, how excited they get. Not only that, I get excited myself when I know I do good. But yeah, my main thing for cosmetology is just making people look very, very, very pretty with their hairstyles. Because a lot of people are not as happy as others when it comes to their hair. And I feel like as long as I'm able to do your hair or if anyone is able to do your hair and you're happy, I'm happy too. Especially if I'm the one that's doing it. I love, 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 love perfecting my craft. This is another one of my talents, is braiding hair and doing hair. Natural hair, like flat irons and stuff like that. I've perfected those. Actually, recently, I really am just a natural hair braider. I've been doing it for like about 3 to 4 years now. And even when I moved out of town, which was very sad, I can get into that in just a second. But once I moved, my clientele, of course, went down. I only moved about a year ago, my sophomore year. So that was pretty sad, having to let go of my clientele. And that's basically where I had got all my money off of, was from doing that. So I felt even really good, better about myself. Once I moved out of state, it was very, very hard for me. And coming back to Portland was just probably the best thing I've done. I had to fight to come back because of the situation. Because my parents, my household is out there still. And, you know, leaving your mom and knowing that your kid is leaving you to a different state can be very hard. And that's very true, because I miss my mom every day and my brothers and sisters every day. And so, yeah, that was pretty hard for me. I still had clientele here and there. I just didn't like how things were going out there. So besides the point, I'm very glad that I am back and that I am in radio broadcasting. So that's my other plan as well, or something that I really want to succeed in, is hair and going to cosmetology school. Another thing that comes with cosmetology is the makeup part. I just recently thought of just like, oh, maybe I should start doing makeup as well. Because I'm a perfectionist and like to make things look very nice, especially if I'm the one that's doing it, I would like for my clients to look very, very nice. I don't want them to walk up out of my chair not liking what they're starting, not liking what they asked for. So with that being said, that's another reason why I love my main side hustle, my main job. I do work at Home Goods, but I don't get paid enough there. And not even that, taking on this cosmetology dream is just something that I believe has always probably been my dream, because I've always loved to do hair. I've always had like some type of hair going on with my hair. I've always had my hair done, and just always being in the salon was just perfect for me. And then my last goal or my last plan, if nothing goes right, is going to, of course, going to college and doing like business and management or like just anything business. So when I do start my hair industry, get my own salon and stuff like that, or whatever the case may be, I will be certified to do that. And yes, that's really my biggest things that I'm thinking about right now after I graduate. And yeah, not really lastly, because we're going to be on here for a little while. I'm going to be talking to you guys for a little while. But we can jump into another thing that I love doing. Let's just jump into those as well. It's sports. I love sports, and it's crazy. I wish I knew how to do every sport, to be honest, and just be so good at it. But my main sport is dance, and people may argue that dance is not a sport. Oh, whatever. I think that dance is a sport, especially the kind of dance that I do. And the kind of dance that I do is our main topic. So before we jump into that, I want to say how long I've been an athlete for. And I've been an athlete for about, I really want to say up until, I want to say I started first grade. So it's been about, I want to say around the same time I've been doing dance. First grade, I started running track. That was my first love. First love was track. That's the only sport I wanted to do. Literally the only sport. And that was the only sport I was doing at the time because I was in first grade. So finally did track, got into track. And oh, I loved it as a kid. I literally hate it now, and it's crazy. We'll get into that in a second. But first sport was track. My sister started doing it first, so she really gave me inspiration. My older sister, she gave me inspiration to do track, to run track, excuse me. And once I ran track, started running track, I just loved it so much, like I said. I would come first in every event I did. I even did a long jump, and I came first in that. I jumped very high for my age, and I became first in almost every event, like I said. And it was just knowing and having that confidence in track, because you're basically winning every event, was just like the main thing for me. But once I took a break from track and things started to get a little harder because I started to be in a higher group and people were fast, started to get fast. And I always just would get anxiety, and just stepping up to the blocks and stuff like that was just very, very, I don't know, I don't want to say intimidating, but I just would always get butterflies. And that's another thing with me. I second guess a lot and just think that I'm, you know, may have the confidence, but sometimes when it comes to sports, it's harder, and especially track, because it's personal. It's your own, you're competing by yourself, all of that stuff. So it's a little different when it comes to other sports. I'll play any other sport but run track ever again. And I used to play basketball, and I didn't really have the love for it when I was younger, but you know, I was just playing it just to play it because my friends were in, my sister played, and eventually I started to like it. Then I just lost the love for it. I feel like basketball is something that you have to be good at. And you know, this is just me expressing how I feel about sports, that I've done. So we've gone through track, and now we're at basketball. My second sport was basketball in the midst of me dancing. But basketball, I would have dance practice, and then I would go straight to basketball. And that's another thing. I just love being busy. And it was something always about that. Everybody would always try to hang out with me, but I'm always busy having to do something. But basketball, I played with about like three teams. And I believe I stopped in about like, I think I stopped fifth grade or something like that. I stopped running track fifth grade. But around basketball, I loved it. I came back to it around eighth grade, but I figured that that was not my sport, and I wanted to focus on my other favorite sport that I'm really good at and I have the most confidence in is soccer. Other than dance, but soccer was my favorite sport, and I'm very bummed that I don't play it anymore now. I haven't lost love of it at all or nothing. But once you're not playing for a while, it's very hard to try to get your stamina and stuff like that. And not only that, just have one more year, and I'm not really tripping hard about it. But I would love to play soccer again, especially if I had the time. Now that I'm working and stuff, it's a little harder. But one thing I do have time for and will always have time for is volleyball. And you want to know something? My sister has always played. What's crazy is that I never, ever, ever wanted to play the sport. But my mom was the one that like got me into it. And of course, it took a lot for me to want to do that. That's the crazy thing. It took a lot for me to do volleyball. And starting freshman year, I really thank my mom because that's like my favorite sport ever now. And not even knowing that, not knowing how to play, first of all. Second of all, don't know how to play freshman year or nothing. Turns out I'm good. And once I got even more better, I love it now. And I just can't ever get enough of it. So, yeah, like I also want to encourage people that is scared to try new things. You would never know if you liked it or if you're good at it or anything unless you try. And trying new things is very hard to do. So, because it's that change. And yeah, so I could totally understand for sure all the way. But try new things. That'd be a different start. And it might even be a different start in life. You wouldn't even know if you liked it until you try. You know what I'm saying? Good evening. Okay, it's Kimora again. And I am back. So yesterday when I started recording was May 23rd. Today is May 24th, 2023. And it is currently 2:41 p.m. And I am at school recording. I believe where I left off was the ending. I was coming in to talk about my main idea of this whole recording that you guys are listening to and patiently waiting until I'm done. But like I said, I hope you had your snacks and your popcorn because it's pretty long. But I really appreciate you guys listening. Thank you so very much. Back to this whole idea. My whole idea was to talk about dance. That was like my main idea, like I've said. And I'm just going to make it short. I'm already kept you guys too long, so we're just going to make it short. I've done interviews with my teacher, Jacob, best teacher. But I've done interviews with my teacher about dance and I've even announced like when my shows and stuff were here or coming and stuff like that. And he was asking me, interviewing me about questions and stuff like that. So you might have heard of me before on the radio, and just we were having a one-on-one talk, a one-on-one interview with each other about dance and what I do and how long. So if you remember that, that's me. I am Kimora Goldsby from KVPS. I am an African dancer, and I've been dancing since second grade. So it's been going on for a long time, and I currently still do it, and I'm going to keep doing it until I can't anymore. That was my second love. I stated before in our video, my video, that it was, my recording. I stated earlier in my recording that my first love was track, and that was my first sport. But my second love was African dance, and I never knew how good I was until I tried it. So I started second grade, doing it till now. Oh, that's what I also wanted to let you know as well. If you have any events, I'm sure you guys, you haven't seen me dance yet. So it's like, oh, I don't know how she danced. Any events that you want, any performers or anything like that, you can let me know. Let my dance director know. It's called Sebe Khan. Serious sound. That's what it means in West Africa. Sebe Khan means serious sound. And it's called Serious Sound, Sebe Khan Serious Sound on Instagram. So if you want to schedule something, of course we cost, but we are really good dancers. It's going to be worth your money. If you ever want to book anything with us, events, we will be there. We love dancing. I love dancing. But yes, I've danced at the Capitol. I've danced all over Oregon, really. I've danced for big events. From the age of, I want to say second grade, I've been doing performances and shows since then. And now it feels really good to just be like the main performer. And I so-called call myself a professional now. I've been doing it for so long. And I love talking about it. And I love inviting people to my performances just to see. Because it's my talent and I'm really good at it. It's a very hard type of dance. And, to throw that out there, we're also having auditions. I believe the age group or the age range is from second grade to eighth grade, but I think they extended it because I'm currently in high school and me and my high school friends still wanted to continue to keep doing it. So they made an exception to go up, I'm sure, to high school. And it's really just on certain people if they want to stop dancing or if they want to continue. But, we are having auditions very soon. That is to be dated. It'll be around fall time anyways, because that's when we start, is around fall. But auditions are happening very soon, in a couple months. If you have any granddaughters, grandsons, we'd love to see the boys come out. We just recruited our first boy, high school senior, this year. And he does really good. It was his first time. And he loves it. And then, yeah, if you have any daughters, sons, anything, please reach out to Sebe Khan Serious Sound on Instagram. And you'll can find all the details there. And even might even see some of our dancing and whatnot. You'll see our dance director. My dance director is my goddad. And he has wanted to be my goddad since I was younger, because my mom was even dancing and he was her drummer from when she was younger and to an adult. And she's still African dance to this day as well. So I think that is really cool and cute that me and my mom both dance the same kind of dance. And we're so good. I dance so much like her. I'm literally her twin. But yes, it's so fun. Make it your own style. It's very tiring. It's so exhausting. But it's worth it. Like, it's very hard to get the workout you want in a dance, but African dance is the workout if you want to ever see yourself doing a workout dance or anything, African dance, excuse me, is where it's at. What else do I have to say about African dance? Oh, I recently just had a show at Grant High School. Lots of people were there. I was not expecting it at all. And especially ours, that was our first performance from the pandemic. And since I was able to return because I moved last year, so I wasn't able to dance anymore. Came back and we killed it. We got so many good feedback. So much good feedback from people. It was amazing. I had so much fun. People had fun in the crowd. I invited lots of people. But yes, I hope you all are able to see me one day and see me perform. You might even be at an event that I would perform at. We do have some coming up very, very soon. Around Father's Day weekend, so that'll be exciting. And yes, I hope you all enjoyed this. I did spend a lot of time and care into this. I'm not very much of a talker, but when I do need to talk, I can talk. Clearly, I've kept you guys here for 30 minutes, and I hope you guys all have a great day. Again, today is May 24th. Now the current 24th in 2023, now the current time is 2:49 p.m. And I am closing out. I am Kimora Goldsby from KBPS at Benson Polytechnic High School, majoring in radio broadcasting. And I thank you all so much for listening and taking the time to listen. Thank you.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart.
This is Jacob Patterson, KBPS instructor here with one of our awesome junior KBPS students, Kimora. Good morning, Kimora.
Hi.
Ki, you were just doing something pretty cool for Black History Month this month. Tell us about this dance you were telling me about.
Okay, so every year, well, I've been dancing since second grade. Yeah, second grade, and I've been dancing with this group. At first, it started off with Kukatonin is how you really say it. Something bad happened with that group. We can talk about it later. But now it's called Sebekon, and I do African dancing. I've been doing it for many years now. But it is coming to an end about next year, maybe this year. But every year during Black History Month, we're doing something, and it's a lot of shows, a lot of performances in this month. So as of a couple weeks ago, I had a performance at Rex Putnam High School for Black History Assembly, and that was really fun. I have one coming up soon. I usually do Trailblazers. Back-to-back for 3 years, I did a halftime show for Black History Month during a halftime show. But this year was preseason, but I couldn't make it, which is so sad. But I couldn't make it, but most of our dancers did, the younger groups of the company did it, and they looked like they had enough fun. Like they were with the cheerleaders for the Blazers, and they did like the spin around camera when you stand on this thing and they spin the camera around, and you know they looked like they had a lot of fun. But I'm glad. But every year for Black History Month, we're performing, and it's about like 7 performances in this month. So
tell us, for those of us who haven't seen this before, do you dance by yourself? Is it a group? How many are in the group?
It's a group. It's a decent amount. It used to be like a lot of older people, but they graduated about like last year. So now it's just, it's less older people and more younger people. The ages, I believe that you can start at second grade up to, it used to be to eighth grade. But now we go up to high school. Well, since we're in high school, we're here still and they need our help still. But yeah, it's a company. It's been the same company since my mom was dancing in her high school years. It's been the same. We just have a different name. So Sebe Khan, it was the adult group, which was my mom that was dancing. We would dance. We have a show every year just dedicated to us, drummers that we have, singers and dancers. My mom was a part of it, and also my friend's mom was a part of it too. So they danced on the same team. But as of right now, we're Sebe Khan Juniors. There will always be Sebe Khan. That's what their company name is. But still, you know, same dance director, same drummer. My drummer is my goddad. And he's the drummer and the dance instructor. He dances as well. And yeah, I've been doing African dance. That's just been my go-to all the time. I'm always a dancer. I love dancing, but I've done African dance for a long, long time. But yeah, it's a big company. A lot of people want to join. So
that was my next question. One of the questions is how. So hopefully, we're inspiring maybe somebody that wants to join. How do they find you, or what do they have to do to
Instagram? Really, it's called Serious Sound Sebe Khan, I believe that's what it's called. If not, I know it's around Sebe Khan. I would have to pull it out to spell it. But you find us on Instagram, I believe on Facebook as well. And if you look online or something like that, I know the Trailblazers online, they had us on their front page or something like that because of Black History Month. But yeah, we're really just online, Instagram, majority of the time. Like practices, recordings from practices are on Instagram. But a lot has changed since I've been dancing, since second grade. We used to have, like I said, a lot of older people. So yeah, I know a lot of people because we danced and stuff like that.
You said you recently performed at Rex Putnam mm-hmm. High School. Do you have any more performances coming up?
Yeah, I do. I have one this Thursday, the 16th, in the morning again at Rowe Middle School. So this time it's at a middle school. We usually do events. Like we've done a Nike event. Like I said, Trailblazers. We've done middle school, high school. School events, just to dance, and then we've like events, it'll be outside, we've danced outside, stuff like that. A lot of them are like contributing to African era and or Black history, or just in front of rich people. Really, really, there's a lot of rich people we've danced in front of. Yeah, I've danced for a long time. Like, I've had a lot of performances.
Key, how does it feel when you are up there on the stage doing your thing?
I love
it. How does it make you feel?
I love it. I'm never nervous anymore. Like, that was little school. I mean, little girl stage. I was always scared, you know, stage fright or whatever. But I still would like, because I know I'm a really good dancer. Like, it's not that I stand out, but ever since I was younger, I've stood out because the dance, African dance, is very hard. It's a fast rhythm, you're moving fast. It's very tiring, like very tiring. But, and then the dancers are amazing. I love the dances. But I love showing that part of, you know, African culture, the dancing. Just I love it. I love dancing in front of people.
Like, how much of a workout is it? Are you sweating?
Oh yeah. After it'd be sometimes we would dance for 15 minutes, and that's like probably two dances. And I'm usually doing two out of the three, or maybe all even three. We have a big show coming up soon. Like I said, we have one almost every year. Sometimes they're hosted at Jeff. We used to have, when I was younger, we used to have one at downtown. I can't remember that theater, but the Jefferson Dancers has danced there. All the actings and all of that little kids have, like when I went to when I was in elementary, I would go to this certain theater. It had all these theaters in downtown Portland. That's where we would perform almost every year in June. So after school, it'd be the end of school. It'd be like the last day of school, and we would have that performance after school. Mm. Or not after school, it'd be the next day, and then we would be gone at the theater all day, you know, going over stage work and stuff like that. But, yeah.
Well, Aki, I want to say thank you for taking a couple minutes and sharing this with us.
Yeah.
I love to dance, but I'm terrible at it. But I don't mind getting up and looking silly. But I think, you know, just the like music and art and dance, it allows us to express ourselves in ways that maybe we just can't when we're talking, right?
Yeah.
And it just, it feels so good to be able to get out there and do your thing.
Especially once I know, like, the dance. And like I said, I love almost every dance that we do, even though they may be as tiring. They're so tiring. Like, the fast pace, you'd have solos and stuff like that. You don't have solos all the time. You have solos if you want to take up time. Our drummer drums for the people because they love hearing the music. He can do, like, put a couple hip-hop beats in there, but also it could be African because, you know, it's kind of still different in a way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love the drums. There's just the music is nice. My drummer is really good. Really, really good.
I'm going to break the news to you, Key, and our listeners first. Mm-hmm. I had a meeting today with Benson High School Principal Curtis Wilson.
Yeah.
And we are going to be doing a diversity showcase and talent show on March 15th.
Okay.
So mark your calendar for March 15th, and maybe you bust out your dancing shoes and bust a groove for us.
Yeah, we can actually get it going. I don't mind. I most definitely, if I am here next year, I would like to, you know, close it out nice dancing. I know my friends are doing something at Grant, too. I think we might all do something at their school. I don't know yet, but I could talk it up. I have practice today. I could talk it up with my peoples and see with how they think about it or how they feel. I know that I don't know what comes with it because I'm not the one to initiate when we perform.
Sure.
But most definitely can talk to my dance director, instructor, and stuff like that. See how they feel about it because I don't know if we cost or not. I don't know how that goes.
Sure.
But
we'll talk details.
Yeah.
We'll get dialed in.
Yeah, I don't mind though. I would love to dance in front of the school.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Kimora, one of our best KBPS students in the junior class.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share this important story during Black History Month.
Of course. And I'm Kimora from KBPS. And we're closing out. Hi, my name is Kimora from KBPS, and I'm here with
Charity.
And we're here to talk to Mr. Jacob about bowling. It's bowling time.
Bowling.
Hey, so I know that you guys just had a tournament. I have a few questions. So I just want to know how bowling even, like, how it goes. Like, what's the rules? How's the team split up, you know, stuff like that. Would you like to elaborate on that for me?
Yeah, sounds great. Key, Charity, Travis, good morning. Great to have you on KBPS on PRP.
Good morning.
First of all, we've got to let our listeners know the big news. The big news is for the first time in 20 years, Benson Polytechnic High School has a bowling team headed to the state championship tournament. That is the lead story there. So, but a key to kind of swing back around and answer your question, which is a great question. How the heck does high school bowling work? That's a great question. High school bowling in the state of Oregon is set up in 5-person teams. Okay. So you have five students on a team bowling together. Mm-hmm. And what the teams do is they bowl one game together as a 5-person team. So, you know, in bowling, there's 10 frames in a game of bowling.
Yeah.
But how the high school teams work is bowler number one bowls the first frame and the sixth frame of the game. Bowler number two rolls 2 and 7, 3 and 8, 4 and 9, 5 and 10. Mm. And then together as a 5-person team, you bowl one game together as a team score. Oh. And then it's whichever teams have the highest score total at right. the end of the tournament will advance. In the district tournament, the top 3 teams advance onto the state championships. And so typically you have to place in the top 3 in order to qualify for state.
Oh, right.
Our district here in the Portland area happens to be the biggest or one of the largest districts in the whole state.
What?
So they give us one extra spot. So they actually, we get 4 boys teams and 4 girls teams get to go to the state championship.
Nice.
And our Benson girls team just happened to squeak into that 4th spot in the district tournament over the weekend and have qualified for the state championship. So the good news is 4th place is good enough to go to state,
right.
and we're going to state for the first time in 20 years.
Woo, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank
Coach
you,
Coach Jacob. Wow.
The bad news is we didn't get a top 3 spot, so we didn't get a trophy. We don't have any big trophy or anything from the district tournament. Mm-hmm. We got 4th, but we're going to state, baby.
Yeah, as long as you get to go up more and experience more things. It's always good.
Travis, I have a question for you. I know you don't like bowl or anything, but like when you're there, like do you see them have some type of strategy when they bowl?
Yeah, I wonder that too.
Their strategy it's not really a strategy. We kind of wing it and we kind of like support each other. It's nice. Constantly not like putting each other down, which mm-hmm. I've seen other teams do on
right.
the other fields, which I find very surprising because mm-hmm. this is like very competitive between a lot of high schools in one area. And like as a hype man, I'm supposed to encourage our team to do good. And even when we do mess up, like hit one pin or something, mm-hmm. I always support them and trying to make them feel like their best selves in that competition, even when we are stressful, hungry, because it's a full day competition where it was from 8:15 to like 3, which is full on time, like concentrating, making sure you're stretched out, make sure you mm-hmm. eat, make sure you're hydrated. Like it's a full time job, and mm-hmm. as a hype man, I was constantly thirsty. Like I was going back for waters constantly.
Yeah.
So the strategy was just keeping each other in line. Mm-hmm. It does require a little bit of skill, but mostly keeping each other in line so you don't feel like we are the worst mm-hmm. in the world.
Yes. I thank people for you. Like I thank you for people like that, because when you make a mistake or anything like that in a sport, you down yourself very easily. And then the next time you go, it's like, uh-oh, am I going to be able to do it? And for you being the hype man is really good to make them feel better and to just, come back harder and stronger the next time they go out there. Because when you get down on yourself, you're already, in that mental state, like you can't do it. And just to have that special and more oomph and encouragement from somebody else is really good. So I thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course.
Yeah, let's let listeners know. So, Travis, you are a part of the bowling club, and you come bowl with us on Thursdays. You were not actually bowling in the tournament on the team this weekend, but you still showed up to support the team, and you were there. Or tell us what you did at the tournament, Travis.
So, as a hype man, as you know, every team needs a hype person or hype kind of...
That leader, yeah.
Leader, mm-hmm. like cheerleaders.
Yeah.
That is the hype team for the sport you need.
Yeah.
So, for me, I was like, the chant was, "We are," and then my team would say, "Benson, we are Benson, we are Benson." And that was like the cheer on, and that means like we have enough spirit to go on. We have enough energy to keep going, to, well, roll to our next objective, if you get my drift. As a hype man, I know I didn't bowl, but even a little bit of support, just like making sure everybody's energized, is very important, and communication is really hard when you have two different teams, which is boys and girls, and then switching lanes and then making sure both teams are eating and staying hydrated. Yeah. So I was supporting that.
That's good.
Really Key good. And Charity, I am surprised that Travis has a voice this morning because he was just, I mean, you could hear him yelling and screaming from anywhere. It doesn't matter where you were in the bowling alley. If you were in the bathroom, if you were on the other end of the bowling alley, or if you were hiding out in the bar, you heard this guy yelling and screaming and hollering. And my voice is strained this morning. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can tell. Just a
tired, strained voice. But. Yeah. When you're playing the games, when you're at the basketball game and the team is there pumping you up and the crowd is there and you got a big crowd there cheering you on and they're loud. Charity, tell me, how do you feel when you're on the court and it's a packed house and everybody's screaming for you? I mean, how does that help you in your competition when you're playing? How's that feel?
I just feel like when it's a big crowd or when I hear, you know, my family or friends cheering for me, I just get my confidence level just goes up even more when it's just like dead instead of a dead, crowd. So,
yeah, when you're kicking butt and they're cheering you on, you kick more butt, you know, just it feels so good.
Yeah.
Also, Jacob, I want to let you know, like when you said my voice ain't raspy, you know, what's the trick behind it, Jacob?
A hot tea and cough drops.
Actually, it's a lot of football and rock bands that are making your ears bleed. As my cup of tea in the morning, I have been to a lot of rock bands where I help them. Like, I'll sometimes have to scream to somebody else because they are not paying attention. Like, I'll have to do many things to make sure people are in line. Like, I've screamed so much in my life to the point where it's just a normal thing for me. I'm used to like projecting my voice so much. This is why I'm more of an extrovert than an introvert these days. It is not easy to speak when you've not spoken a lot or yell a lot. When you yell a lot, it makes you feel more confident when you talk.
Yeah.
So
Before we wrap up the interview, I just wanted to drop a couple more notes in really quick. The girls' bowling team will be heading to the state championship. It is the last weekend of February, all the way down in Medford. So I am in the process of doing all the homework to get the buses in line and get the hotels in line and get our chaperones in line. I got a lot of work.
That's going to be so fun.
Now the fun's over. Now the work begins.
Right.
And I can tell you that it's been exactly 20 years from 2023 back to 2003. 2003 was the very last time that Benson had a bowling team in the state championship. I know that for a fact because the picture's on my wall. Guess who was on that team?
You.
This kid. And it was the boys in 2003 that made it to the state championship. So I have to go back and dig through the records and do the homework to figure out the last time a girls' bowling team made it to the state championship from Benson. It very well could be this is the first time in school history that we have a girls' team heading to the state championship. The other thing I can tell you is that Benson has won the state championship bowling tournament in Oregon.
Nice.
Benson was bowling state champs in 1951.
Nice.
So it can happen again, team.
Right. Okay, I have one more question for you, Jacob. Okay, so like you said, in that we know that you've been in bowling and, you know, you've experienced bowling and you probably do it now still too, right? Okay, I heard that you're really good. What is your technique of how to roll the ball? Because when I go bowling, it goes straight in the gut. It doesn't even reach the pins yet. What's your technique? I know down the middle, but like, how?
What's the secret, right?
Right.
Well, the truth, great question, Key. The truth is that it varies for everybody, right? So, you know, bowling is one of those things where, like, you get a really good coach to work with you and get a coach that can find what you're doing already well and improve upon what you're already doing well and not a coach that wants to come in and change everything that you're doing to fit you to what they want to do.
I feel that.
You got to find a coach that wants to work with you where you're already at.
Yeah.
A lot of it is keeping your shoulders square with the lane. So a lot of it comes back to if you're throwing balls in the gutter, It's shoulders and hips. So line your shoulders and your hips up flat and square with the lane. And then your arm swing is a nice, flat, straight swing. And all of a sudden, your balls aren't going to the side because maybe your hips and your shoulders are pointed to the side. But if your hips and shoulders are pointed right down the middle of the lane and you can swing that ball straight down the lane, you're going to be knocking more pins over immediately just like that. Other thing I'll tell you is there's arrows on the lane. The arrows and the dots on the lanes are there for a reason. It's to help you aim and to find your, what we call find your mark or find your target. As a right-handed bowler, you're going to kind of lean on the right side of the lane and roll into the middle of the pins. As a left-handed bowler, you're going to kind of lean on the left side of the lane and roll it into the middle of the pins. But that's a little bit of bowling 101 there. And anytime you want to come bowl with me, I'll help you out. I'll get you rolling 300s in no time.
Nice. Yeah, when you were explaining how, you know, the structure of your body should be, reminds me a lot of volleyball. When you're up in the air and if you want the ball to go a certain way, diagonal or on the line or anything like that, your body has to face that way. So, yeah, that seems like a really good technique.
I forgot you were the volleyball champ. That's right, Keith. I made it up to a volleyball game. I saw you. You can get get up there and get high and spike that stuff. I saw that.
Thank you.
And Charity, you're the basketball superstar. Girls getting ready to... Where are our girls at right now in basketball rank? Do you know?
No, not at the moment.
They high. But they up there.
We're 4-0 right now.
I can't remember. Our sportscasting director, Sean Phillipson, has the numbers. But it's something like the Benson girls varsity basketball team has not lost a league game in like 60 or 70 games.
70 games?
It's like league games. It's not counting out-of-league games.
Yeah.
But if you're talking just PIL games, they haven't lost in years.
Impressive. Honestly, 70 games. I can't even get my head around that. Like, 70
Very
games,
Very talented
that's a
girls
lot.
On the team.
Like, every game that you do is, like, time efficient. You have to practice, redo it, learn from your mistake, then do it again. And you do it, you fail and fail again until you succeed in what you work for. You do not just kind of lay back and, like, it's, like, the same thing with, like, if you want to be rich, you cannot just lay back and just let the money flow to you. You have to work
for it. Go get it.
You got to go get it. Chase your dreams. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
So 70 games, though. Oh, my God.
Travis, Charity, Kimora, thank you so much for having a little bowling chat on KBPS on PRP this morning.
Of course. Anytime. I'm ready to hear how the tournament goes or the state tournament.
Wish y'all luck.
Wish y'all luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart.
The Student Hour, highlighting student voices from around Portland and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of The Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our episode for today. For AM 1450 KBPS, I'm Joe Anderson. Thanks for joining us.